You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
7:45 kick-off on Tuesday night. Enhanced odds, Daniel Sturridge to score and England to win was 17-10. It's now 5-2, and Dele Alli to score and England to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 13-2, now 7-1. England were 1-50 to beat Malta, and they did so. They beat them 2-0 on Saturday evening. They are 4-6 to win this game. It was laborious, I think, 2-0 win against Malta in Gareth Southgate's first game in charge. They managed somehow to sell out Wembley, which are people of short memories.
I was amazed at that fact when I walked into the office this morning and heard that they sold out Wembley for that.
They sold it out, and they didn't get past Iceland in the Euros, but still managed to sell out Wembley for a game against Malta.
And it feels like everyone I speak to now is really apathetic about their national team. Most people don't even bother watching them on the TV anymore.
No, I must admit, I did not see the game. I read all the reports, and apparently it was attack versus defence for 90 minutes, and England were camped in Malta's half, as you would expect, but lacked creativity to break them down. And the suggestion that Jordan Henderson was the best player on Saturday, I think, tells the tale for England to a certain extent.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, the word I'd written down was lack of killer instinct. And that was really what it was for England. We never looked at any
stage. That's more than one word, by the way.
The phrase I had written down, sorry, was lack of killer instinct. And it was just very, very much that for me. The result never really looked in doubt. It never looked as though Malta, albeit they did have a couple of forays into England's half, they never really looked like scoring, and England looked assured at the back. But I'm just not sure England can put teams to the sword anymore, Dave. I mean, I genuinely think the days of hammering sort of 7 or 8 past these smaller sides are gone. They're a lot fitter than they used to be, the smaller sides. We're seeing them literally put 11 men behind the ball and completely frustrating. And they're happy to do that for 90 minutes as well, because in the case of Lithuania and Georgia, as we mentioned earlier, there is a possibility that you can get a point out of the game by playing like that. I think Slovenia are going to play a little bit more football here. They're not obviously the minnows that Malta are, and that's reflecting the betting, the fact that England are 4-6 instead of 1-50. Slovenia, I watched them as well on Saturday night. They beat Slovakia in a pretty good result, to be fair. I was quite strong on Slovakia, given that they made the Euros and Slovenia didn't, obviously, and had a much better record going into the game. But that was a good win for Slovenia. And if you think back to European qualifiers before the Euros, England were actually drawn in Slovenia's group then, went to Slovenia, only won 3-2. They were behind in that game, England. Jack Wilshere double put them back in front. Then they were pegged back with an 84th minute goal, and it was an 87th minute winner from Wayne Rooney that actually gave England the victory that day. So the last time they went to Slovenia in a competitive match, it certainly wasn't easy for England. It wasn't a foregone conclusion. And with that in mind, I'm going to go for an England win here, because I think they will. But both teams to score is 15-4 for an England win, and both teams to score.
Yep.
Which I can see happening here. I still think the defence is iffy, England, although we didn't really see Malta expose it. I think Slovenia will expose the defence a little bit, and I think it's probably the weakest part of England's team still.
It's one of those situations where I looked at that team sheet when it came through at 4 p.m. on Saturday, and I thought it was a joke when Gary Cahill was in the starting lineup, because if you've watched any of Chelsea's matches this season, you know how easily he is exposed in that team, especially without John Terry playing alongside him. In the games that Cahill's played alongside David Luiz at the back, they look fallible, yes, really, and I can't begin to imagine that he is the best centre back for England in that side. Even with the injuries and the lack of obviously John Terry's no longer available for selection for the national team, but I was flabbergasted to see him in the starting lineup.
I think he's been massively outperformed for the last couple of seasons, probably by Chris Small. I mean, there was a point a few years ago where Gary Cahill was undeniably our best defender, but he just hasn't shown good performances for the last couple of seasons for Chelsea. No one really excelled in that Chelsea side last year, but even going back to the season before, I think Cahill's looked shaky for a while. And whilst Malta didn't really have the weaponry to threaten England too much in the goal-scoring states, I think Slovenia do. It's also interesting that they've only failed to score on one occasion in their last 8 home games, Slovenia. So generally do find the net at home. The only other bet I was mildly interested in as well, Daniel Sturridge 13-10 to score any time. Obviously got the goal against Malta and probably could have had a couple more with some of the chances that fell his way. I don't envisage too much squad rotation from Gareth Southgate, given that this is still a qualifier, it's still a competitive match. So if he starts again at 13-10, because he's one of the few players in that first England 11 who's really got a point to prove domestically. He's far from the first name on the team sheet at Liverpool. He's been in and out of Jurgen Klopp's side all year. Yeah. So I think he'll be desperate to make a statement and prove to Klopp that he's still an asset to Liverpool. So I think he'll almost be trying extra hard to get on the score sheet. So 13-10 that he scores again is something I like. He's obviously part of the headline offer, but I'm almost more confident about Slovenia scoring than I am Daniel Sturridge scoring. So Slovenia to score, England to score, and England to win at 15-4 would be the play. But I don't mind Sturridge any time at 13-10 as well.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.